thanks for joining us again, the Spot Crew, for our third, right?
Yeah.
Third podcast.
Second, right?
Second for you.
Second for you, security.
Security wasn't here for the last one, but everybody's here, so we introduce ourselves. The Spot Crew, the S, we got Kavika, the security.
Hello.
P, that's me, Keala. O, the overachiever, which is G, and of course the tweet is Nani.
Hi.
And we got to let you guys know, if you guys hear noise in the background, it's 4th of July, that's when we're recording this, and you probably would hear fireworks and kids and...
And that's not a real siren, that's Gracie's tablet.
Yeah, our niece is watching her iPad.
And she's how old?
A year and...
Yeah.
Almost two.
Almost 2 years old, she's on her iPad.
She's watching her iPad.
Too bad you kind of almost scratched your sniff, because you smell like white meat cooking.
Smell
like chicken on a grill, white meat.
Oh, I was confused.
I know.
What is your cooking? White meat.
God or white meat?
Are we talking about Captain Cook?
I know. We're not there yet, Kavika. We
okay,
were talking about
America later. I went straight there. Sorry.
Okay, so you talk about the food we had. We had chicken, we had terry, we had pork, we had steak, we had, what else we had? Macaroni, I mean, potato salad.
Grandma's potato salad. Definitely.
Thank you to everybody who cooked in.
Oh, kanduri rice.
Yeah.
That was from up in the acres.
And who made that? Who made that?
Jeannie is her name and her mom.
Jeannie is her name.
And Kanoi is...
Is that a restaurant?
Her sister.
I know, what is that?
Her older sister.
We're blessed. We're blessed with two more people joining us in our family tonight.
Yeah.
Kavika's girlfriend, Jeannie, and her sister.
For now, we see how it goes.
He means if you guys are going to stay, not us.
Yeah. He means we'll see if she sticks around.
Or if she runs away.
Yeah.
Oh, they leave it.
Okay, so. And they're gone.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so today we talk about, I don't know, it's 4th of July. I mean, everybody else talks about America and this and that. So, you know, if... Whatever you feel as far as that goes, that's cool. You know, if you want to support the country, the troops and all that too. But we just talk about how we feel as far as the 4th of July goes and whatever crosses our mind.
Soldiers.
We've been drinking, so topics might get...
Some of us have been
drinking. And some of us think they weren't, but...
Yeah. Hey! But my Diet Coke wasn't Diet Coke.
Basically, me and the security was drinking. So.
Great. That's how
security needs to always be on top.
And you know the funny thing? All the way up until now, nobody was popping fireworks.
Yeah, right.
Now we decided
we decided to do a podcast, and everybody wants to do their fireworks.
He doesn't mean everybody as in neighbors. He means everybody as in our own family.
Yeah.
We're contesting our own family.
All right.
Tweetist.
Ken.
What is your feelings about 4th of July?
My feelings on 4th of July. It's always been a bit difficult living in Hawaii to celebrate a nation that, you know, if you know our history and how we were acquired. I'll say, it was difficult to bond with. But I have to say, having a father who served and watching my father every Memorial Day, everything, the soldier, to cry for people that he's lost, our family members that serve, he taught us that respect that's so deep inside that there's no way to not celebrate today for our soldiers who are sacrificing right now as we're doing this. And people are sitting down on the mainland protesting, not celebrating, not doing things like you're disrespecting husbands, wives, daughters, aunties, sisters,
brothers.
I'm so proud to have had a father that served and taught me the respect for today. That's what I have to say about Independence Day.
All right,
you know what? You know, we can go opposite because I'm with her. I mean, you can like go.
No.
Same thing. I respect the soldiers themselves because they're human beings. They're serving for something that they were taught and brought up, whatever. And we differ in a little way where we know what. But I just respect that part. That's the only part I don't do on Independence Day. Respect the people who serve me for what they believe in and their country. They're born and raised that way. And you know, that's what I've been.
I gotta put this in. The flag, Independence Day, has nothing to do with who's in office.
Yeah.
It has to do with the boots on the ground.
It is
the
independent
men in the
air. Of Independence Day.
It is. Just saying that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because the same people who a year ago was praising everything now are grumbling. And the only reason they're grumbling is because of who is in office.
One person.
Yeah. So basically, I feel like that's where I come from too, as far as that goes. It's like people ask me, because I always say I support the troops, but I don't support the people who put them there. Yeah. People ask me, how can you do that? You cannot do that. How can you do that? And I say, watch me. That's how,
that's how I'm doing it. Yeah.
Like, I give credit to anybody who signs up and does something that puts themselves in danger for other people's freedoms, but I don't necessarily, and even more so, trusting a government to put them in places where a lot of times they don't need to be. Mm-hmm. So the government, so
like 99%.
Yeah. So if you look at all of the people who are serving, and I told my son, I said, you know, if you ever wanted, I would encourage you not to join the military, but if you do, you have the government taking from you your freedom for a while. They're asking you to give your life if possible. So in return, you should get as much as you can from the government while you're in there, whether it's education, school paid for,
house,
whatever it is. I know you are serving your country, and you these. So you should get and reap the benefits of somebody who does do that. And that's what, that was a problem a lot of time from Vietnam War all the way. A lot of time the veterans would come back from war wouldn't be treated with the respect that they should be treated with. And now it's different. It doesn't matter what you believe politically. Anybody who comes back from war should have some kind of compensation and respect. Not saying that everybody who joins army is a good person, because you know, you get all kinds of different people who do that. But they deserve that certain respect. And to me, that's what, because I don't call it Independence Day, because as a Hawaiian, we're still looking for our independence.
You never get.
Yeah, but I still give credit to the people who do serve, like our dad.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I always gonna put Hawaii and our needs above the needs of the United States.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
What?
I will. My opinion on Independence Day is, I think that the people who were there at the time where the transference of government took place illegally, I think that they were underhand and they did it wrong. I think that the trust that we showed was betrayed and taken advantage of. And I think that something should be done so that people can be put on equal grounds with people who are now doing well, because something was taken away from them. So if they have land that was owed to them and they don't have it, they should be given something in return to allow them to give it to their children so that they can be on equal playing ground with other people. But I love America, and I love what it represents as a thought, and I love what we're trying to do. I don't love a lot of times how they do it and who's in office and the motivation behind it and what politics have become at all. And I think that's our fault. I think it can work if we did it right. And I think that in Hawaii in particular, if we had government officials that actually represented the people, it would be a little bit better, because we don't right now. That's my opinion.
Well, we don't have necessarily. Planets, but they're not.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're not in office.
Yeah,
they're not, I don't really think that they're representing us. I'm not talking about the ones on this island either, because I know a lot of them and they work really hard. They're amazing people, but in general, it's not, like when I read some of the articles about what's happening with
Schultz,
like Ige, and I don't agree with a lot of the things that he's doing and he's saying.
Oh God, sorry.
He's the one who's in charge of Hawaii right now, representing our voice, quote unquote, because it's not our voice. So even though I love America and I think that it could work and I love everything that it's about and what it's supposed to be, of course it's going to be flawed because it's run by people and people are flawed. And I do think that whoever did this to us, and we know who they were, who was in charge. And unfortunately, it was the same people who gave us the biggest gift that they could possibly give us, because it was the same people who gave us God and introduced us to God. They were the ones who ultimately, you know, their grandchildren were the ones who ultimately led the you know, the revolt against the queen and imprisoned her in her own palace.
Give us diseases
and all that stuff. I'll take God if it means I gotta get a disease. Right?
I got you.
Well,
see, that's because then you protect.
That's what they said. Like people put like the missionaries and all that. They put them in that bad basket where, and you know, that's the saying goes. They taught the Hawaiians to look up, and while they were looking up, they stole the land from them. Mm-hmm. But the way I look at it is, as a Christian, is like, that's the best thing that could have happened, is
amen,
you know, and I might get some disagreements with my Hawaiian people. I respect the Hawaiian gods. I respect the Hawaiian culture. Yeah. I will fight for Hawaiian culture. But then if I go and pray to somebody, I'm going to pray to God.
The only God, Jesus. The only God.
Yeah. But then I will also respect and I will also fight for the rights for Hawaiians to
honor their culture.
Honor Pele.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
that's 1,000,000%.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And people can say, oh, if it wasn't the United States, would be somebody else. Yeah, but the bottom line is, it is the United States. That's what we're dealing with. So that's what we gotta go. And you know, there's all kinds of different ways people look at it. Oh, we want everybody out. Hawaiians here only. That's kind of impossible.
Not
because look at us. I mean, we're so much different mixed races and all that.
Yeah.
But what I would like to see is Hawaiians have more say of what happens on our land and some kind of compensation for land that is being used, like hotels, military
and
bases.
As we're talking, as today, even like, get so many things happening right now. Like
yeah.
Boat ramp, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's,
yeah.
And the thing is, that part only get a little bit people going there. Make me wonder if how much we're going to put in, or should I be there?
You know? Yeah. We can't complain if we don't go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you should be there.
Well, you look at the whole TMT thing. I mean, the Hawaiians was up there every day, and, you know, I went up there one time, and the time I went, my car broke down.
Well, you know what? I take that as a blessing because there was some reason you shouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I had to get my car, I had to get towed from the mountain. But
and,
as far as
the car was perfectly fine for that day. So it was something. And,
but I feel like as far as
that's Keoku telling you shouldn't. You know,
as far as the, I feel like as far as the music goes, I feel I did my part that way.
You did.
With putting out songs.
And you're not done. Yeah. You're doing your part.
Yeah, we're still doing it as far as music goes too. So
you didn't say who you were, like ever. Like tell them, like Sudden Rush, where are all of your songs?
Oh.
House.
Well, if I get one thing about the TMT, if I can bring them back.
Song?
The TMT.
Okay, go. Where are
your... You can go on iTunes, and we're actually going to put the old stuff on iTunes as well. But check out our Facebook page, Sudden Rush Nation, working on new stuff. And that way you can just email and find things through Sudden Rush Nation. And make sure you check out the right Sudden Rush, because there's a different group called Sudden Rush. They look like they're from Vietnam.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not the ones talking about.
No, that was Sudden Rush.
Sudden Lush.
Sudden Yush.
That's a different one, yeah. So I feel like that's, you know, there's warriors, there's the guys that jump in front of bulldozers, there's the guys that educate, there's the guys, I feel our job is spreading the message of what's happening throughout the world. So
and you guys do it with intelligence and you reflect what's happening in government. Like nobody does that. They just sing, you don't just sing, you guys are actually singing about bills that are actually passed or like legislation.
Trying to, yeah.
Yeah. So
security wanted to say something about TMT.
No, TMT, the only thing I, whatever, but it was, when it was on the news, all of a sudden, you had a freaking 10,000 people there, and none of them were there for the right cause. That's what upset me. I know people who went up there.
But you gotta say none of them.
No, not none of them. But a lot of them were up there just because of the
hype.
Yeah, and it's still going on now. And you gotta still look at the people who are doing that now. Because that's the real people.
Yeah.
That's the ones you should always listen to. You know, I get names, I don't like to drop them out, but I mean, they're up there still,
Oh, you talk about the people who go up there just because it's a cool thing to do at the time. And
you know what? You cannot say it's bad either. Because
they
came out to just support them.
Yeah, right. It's numbers.
We'll take the numbers.
Yeah.
No. You know, if you like, come up, act whatever. Hey, as long as, you know, the more people blocking the road, the better.
And let them throw the rocks on the road.
Yeah. And for those of you who listen and don't know, TMT is the Mauna Kea, the telescope they wanted to put on top of Mauna Kea, which is considered a sacred mountain to the Hawaiian people. So you had both sides arguing science versus culture. So they actually did stop the telescope from getting built, although it's still being discussed. But I think it was a success up until now.
Doing something else. Planet Mountain.
The telescope, yeah.
That's another thing. You cannot hide behind science and advancement by saying that we're not saying yes to the telescope, so we're not supporting science. Because all it does is give a better picture of what we already can see with another telescope, which is up there and shouldn't be up there in the first place. And a university owns that land, and I have a coworker at the university who actually is the one leading the charge to stop TMT. So you have Native Hawaiians. You have Native Hawaiians on both sides. I don't know. On both sides of the issue, and the ones that, and it is nice that the system doesn't hold that against you. You know, you can still fight for something that might go against them in a way, and
but
still
it took a lot
you.
Of arrest. I mean, they had to make it like kind of big.
And they're still making a lot of arrests.
And I had friends that feel opposite of me, and to me, that's cool. That's the cool thing about it. And that's how it's supposed to be. If you get somebody who disagrees, listen to them, accept the disagreement. No go crying like babies and protesting and burning down and breaking windows like idiots are doing now, because they cannot handle and they need,
because nothing's happening.
They need one safe space. So.
Protesting
so,
nothing.
So my advice, like, because what every group that has, what no, my the, every group that has gone through something that has held them back is fighting in a different way. My advice to those of us who are upset by what happened, we don't fight the same way. The West doesn't acknowledge how we feel as anger.
Yeah.
We're not being angry in the right way, because they don't recognize our anger. Oh. Our anger comes in passion, and our anger is shown in a different way. And my advice to you guys is to arm yourselves with knowledge and learn as much as you can. And that's how you get the weapons that they've used against you, and you can use those weapons right back. And you can get, not in a vengeful way, because our culture isn't vengeful. Our culture is forgiving, our culture is trusting, and our culture is intelligent. When they first taught us to read, they said that Hawaii had the highest literacy rate in the fastest amount of time. We drank it up because we want to learn. Don't stop that. Don't stop learning. No. Just keep learning, and that's how you fight back. That's how you take your stuff
that's
back.
How you
take it back with intelligence.
Yeah. Kill it with kindness.
And it's not just learning. Learning is not listening to somebody on the internet and repeating what they're saying. You gotta go deeper than that.
See past podcasts for my feelings on reiterating what you hear on the internet without doing my own research.
Yeah. And I can just hear some people listening to us now going, oh look, they're talking about Hawaiian issues and all that, and get fireworks in the back of celebrating 4th of July. It's like, we're celebrating family. That's what 4th of July is to us.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
It's an ignorant thing to say.
Yeah. That's why.
Expand
but you know that,
your intelligence.
But that's the thing. You know there's people saying it. Or
yes, thanks
would
for
think
saying
that,
so I can tell them to expand their intelligence.
Yeah.
And as I said, I love America. And if I was the only person in this family that I loved America, my family loves me so much that there would be fireworks just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
And you know, this is the thing. If you're proud to be American, that's cool. But also, you gotta know what race you are, because if you are proud, you're only giving yourself 500 years of history, and every country has good and bad in their history. You should find out what you are, whether it's German, French, Filipino, German.
Amen.
Look into that, because that's thousands of years of history.
And be proud of it.
Yeah, because a lot of people get displaced when they're in America. They get displaced,
I think that's
a huge problem. And they have roots, but they have shallow roots.
Yeah, not.
And when you don't have something to look back on as a deeper idea of where you come from, that's where people start feeling lost and displaced.
Yeah, well, that's like 90. That's America.
Yeah,
yeah.
that's all of America.
You're grounded
in
something.
We're lucky when we have roots. We have a tree.
Go
we're
find out what you're grounded in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be surprised. You think I was one of those people. You think that it's just a nationality, and you think that it's just something that's in you. You don't think that it's actually in your spirit. I am a very logical person, so I am not okay with feeling emotional about things that I didn't choose to feel emotional about. But I was at a convention with the people from the Hawaii Civic Club, and I cried the entire time, and I can't tell you right now why. I have no idea why I cried the entire time, because it's home. So find your home.
And that's exactly how I felt when I learned language, because of course the Hawaiian language was outlawed. If you spoke Hawaiian, you're considered savage.
And wait, just to clarify, people, if you're going to correct that by saying it wasn't necessarily outlawed, it just wasn't encouraged to be taught. It was outlawed. Making it not encouraged to be taught in schools is the same thing as saying that it's not valuable and it's not going to do you any good, so don't
outlawed.
Speak it.
Yeah. So you couldn't speak it, but you couldn't even do it.
That's right.
Check. Yeah. So when I learned how, I mean, I was always proud to be Hawaiian, but when I learned the language, Like I felt like you, it's like, wow, street names, songs, names of places actually had the more meaning. Yeah. It's like you cannot learn a language without getting more in touch with the culture, and you cannot get more in touch with the culture without somehow learning the language, whether you go to school to learn it or just it just comes to you. It goes hand in hand. This comes with any indigenous or any culture.
Any culture.
Yeah,
any
culture. Doesn't have to be, yeah.
They're all beautiful. They're all beautiful.
I still call you 234 word that I don't know. We passed by the street. It's on Hawaiian words. What is that? I don't know.
I know that's
yeah. You know, and it's.
That's what I mean. The communication between everybody. If we could all do that instead of you call somebody to ask you for the word and then they hang up and they get on. You don't even know the word.
And it's funny too, because people
it's
ask
all about knowledge.
Just share it.
Yeah, share.
People
share
ask me and they call and they say, "Oh, can you can't think of a baby name. I get so nervous. When people ask me for the word, I know what the word is, but I still look them up. Just because I don't want
to... take so long to respond when I ask you how to say something in Hawaiian. Oh my God.
I do?
Yes, because you do that. You research everything like 20 times.
I just want to be sure.
And then you tell me this way, but then if you do it this way, it means this. And then in this tense, I'm like, Kayla, just what's the word?
Well, him is mother. He asked me, tell me something. Oh, what is, how grandma would you?
Yeah, I should say that. Okay, how would grandma say it?
Right. Grandma would say it. Because I know the UH, they teach you such a way. Book knowledge and then...
Everybody who learned in college thinks they're fluid until they talk to a native Hawaiian speaker.
Exactly.
You find out how not fluid you are.
Love you, grandma.
Miss you, grandma.
Yeah. All right, so you know, we've got some serious conversation. How about we talk about... Let's each give a funny fireworks story.
Oh. I don't have a funny fireworks story.
You are the funny fireworks.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a funny fireworks. You know, I'll let you guys tell.
What is her funny fireworks story?
You tell her throwing fireworks from inside the garage. You gotta tell her throwing low because she
will
right
hit
the
top of the roof. Fall,
you know,
back
what?
On
when,
us.
When I throw my dog's treats, I throw it straight down into the ground. And it's supposed to, like, she's maybe they're like, I don't even know how to do, like maybe.
How your dog?
A yard. Because that's how I still throw today. I still throw like that. I still cannot throw for the life of me.
You worried about
only
it.
When I'm aiming.
You worried about them right now.
No, I'm not worried about them. They're fine.
Kavika, remember when we
Jumbo.
Remember when we could buy fireworks, pop the whole day after New Year's. We would unravel the thousands of fireworks and just pop them individually.
One by one.
One by one. Just
that's
all
sad.
Day long.
Well, there was better laws. Like, We were allowed to just
pop.
Do our culture. It is cultural. I don't care what anybody says. It's cultural for us too. I mean, thank you, Japanese.
I know. Are we Chinese?
Thank you.
Do we have Chinese?
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah, we have Chinese.
Well, we take our slippers off outside. That ain't us. That was them.
I don't totally.
Yeah, right. That's true. We take our slippers off. That's Asian culture.
I get a funny story. So you know when you light the firework and you let it go down and then you throw it.
Yeah.
So I remember one time, Kaviko was lighting fireworks, and I lit a firework behind him, and it popped, and he jumped. And when he jumped, he didn't know he lit the firework in his hand. So because I was laughing so hard, I couldn't tell him that the firework in his hand was lit. I was like, yeah. He was laughing, and the thing went straight down. And right before it popped, he kind of he let go of the firework right before it popped, and popped kind of in your hand.
Oh yeah, also. I remember.
A good thing was a peacock brand, wasn't the duck brand.
No, it was duck brand.
No, duck brand would probably your fingers. Oh, you.
No, because it was duck brand. Duck brand. My guy said, man, we buy the expensive
stuff. And I was holding it in my hand.
I hold a duck brand in my hand.
It was the size of a bottle.
I remember the Roman candles.
Oh. Oh, remember Uncle Guys when they used to pop fireworks? They used to get all drunk and they used to pull the fireworks in the hand, popping it.
That's crazy.
In the hand, while the thing was popping.
That's G's uncle.
And then the next day they wake up with their hands all swollen and sore and they're like, how come my hand's sore? So your uncle, he was popping fireworks in your hand. So.
I better stop drinking it.
And you just said you and security was drinking.
That's why it's so
keep the tradition.
And I understand how strict the laws are now, you know, safety, but it's so much. It was so much more exciting back when we could. We had fires starting next door.
Yeah, but we had the bucket ready.
We had our bucket.
That's why I know these kids, they don't know. The fire come, they run inside, call 911.
Yeah.
Grab the bucket, so you mom and dad will kick your corner when you start the fire.
We would have to jump the fence, throw the plywood on top of the fire, stomp on it so it would stop it.
See, I don't remember when I was little and bust fireworks, but I remember when I'm older, I'm the one in the house watching the countdowns to the end of New Year's.
You was watching Netflix.
There was no Netflix
yet. Never Netflix back then.
She made Netflix back then.
It was VHS tapes.
I was watching...
No, like, Betamax.
I'm not that old. I didn't have Beta. I had VHS. I was watching MTV's... You confused me. I was like, wait, what? Because it just was 20 something. Anyway.
Orange is the New Black.
I'm gonna watch Orange is the New Black. Aww. It took a dark turn.
I stopped watching it.
It was too dark.
I never watched it, so
it was good.
I don't think I'll watch it.
They were doing it. They were doing it to honor somebody who got killed and left where they were.
Yeah, whatever.
In real life, like they left the body there for a long time. So one of the inmates that spoiler alert if you watch it.
If you watch Orange is the New Black, spoiler alert.
Yeah, one of the inmates died and they left her there for like
ever. I just got your Netflix password, so I never watch it.
I said spoiler alert, that means close your ears.
Okay, well,
too late now, you heard the spoiler. Anyway, I thought it was too dark. I cannot watch it.
I will stand by it and I'll still stick by it today. Up until now, the best TV show ever is Walking Dead.
Oh, I
don't like it. It's scary.
I never did watch
it. It's awesome.
I was an extra on The Walking Dead.
Huh?
Prove I wasn't. There's 3,000.
I was the third zombie with the eye popping out.
I know what I was going to say.
That's all I see is 3,000 extras. I could say I was. Nobody would know otherwise.
I like...
I was the one with the aloha shirt.
Yeah, what's your favorite TV show?
Me? That's too much pressure. Can you come back to me? No, I can answer intellectual.
Bob's Burgers.
I love Bob's
Burgers. Oh, Bob's Burgers is good. Family Guy.
Nah.
I love Family
Guy. Every time I'm watching that.
Okay, The Real Housewives of anything.
That's the one I always love.
The Real Housewives of anywhere USA.
My favorite.
But Atlanta.
You know what I'm watching right now? Playing House. It is hilarious. It reminds me of me and Katie. It's so funny. It's about these two friends from high school. She comes back home to help her friend raise her baby because they got a divorce.
I never heard of that.
Oh my god, it's so hilarious. Playing House.
Yeah. Playing House.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Funny. I just discovered it.
And I like, stand by Family Guy.
What is that album? The high school with the cat?
What high school with the cat?
Oh, it's classic. It's a cartoon.
Monster High? No.
Cartoon?
I like their outfit.
It's hilarious.
Monster High is good.
I love their outfit.
What was the cat?
Me too. It was Monster High.
Yeah. Sit down, shut up.
It's freaking never heard of
it. It's called Sit Down, Shut Up?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's confusing. Sit down, shut up. How dare you?
It's a cartoon, supposed to be not be for kids, but it's supposed to be for kids.
Oh, it's probably on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Oh, no, supposed to be for kids.
Adult Swim?
Adult Swim. Oh, yeah, not Comedy Central. Yeah, Adult Swim. Sorry.
So
sit down and shut up, okay. Is it Sit Down, Shut Up or Sit Down and
no,
Shut Up?
No, it's telling Nani for Sit Down and Shut Up.
He was telling
I was like, no more Anne, right?
No, I was talking to Nani.
I'm like, Mom.
Nani. Came over
rich. Wow, what is your favorite show? That one.
Sit Down, Shut Up?
No, but
just said.
Just verifying.
No, me locally, I like just all of these shows. Hawaii goes fishing. I miss Mike Sakamoto.
He was on Fishing Tales.
Yeah.
Security was on Fishing Tales twice.
So if anybody get any kind
of archives,
because I kind of fight him.
I'll fight
him. I get two episodes.
Yeah,
episodes of Mike Sakamoto.
You know who's listening, by the way?
Who?
Congo.
In Africa.
Yeah.
Hey, the Republic of the Congo.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it? Get fish in Africa.
I don't know. I just read this.
That's the Congo.
With the capital Brazzaville. Yeah.
Yes, they are listening. So hi. Thank you.
Right on.
Killing me, right? You know all the capital.
Yeah, you know. Don't start him. No. Wait, try say some places in Africa.
Every.
Like how you do. Don't act like you don't like doing it.
Countries in Africa.
Yep, go for it.
Yeah.
Egypt, Libya, South Sudan, Burundi. Swaziland.
Lord.
See, you think I'm being weird.
Madagascar.
There he goes. He's only acting like he doesn't want
to. Sao Tome and Principe.
Oh, he's not done.
Go back to Walking Dead. If you guys are going to watch Walking Dead.
Back to Walking Dead.
No, but thank you for saying.
Please watch from the beginning. Don't just watch from now.
So do you watch Talking Dead? Okay, because there's now that.
What's it really called?
Walking Dead.
What's it really called?
Oh, it's called Fear the Walking Dead.
Right.
That is getting awesome.
That's it's before, right?
It's the same thing that's happening, but it's in South... Southern United States, Mexico.
They were in Mexico when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Somebody else's house. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah. So, because if you watch from now and somebody dies, you can say, oh, the blonde girl died. No. You've watched from the beginning, you know who that is, and it's going to be more of an emotional turmoil if they die. So.
Good place.
That's why I don't see binge watch. That is why I can't get into those shows because I don't like when people I love die. And even if I don't love them, like I know them and I want to see them.
Well, don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't.
Don't watch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I stopped watching Game of Thrones when the sister and the brother did.
No, watch 101 Dalmatians.
That's too much.
Yeah, I got to see.
I didn't watch 101 Dalmatians.
I got to see Khaleesi and Jason Momoa getting it on, so that was cool.
She said Jason Momoa. I will watch it.
I do not want to see anybody getting it on.
He was Drago. No, not Drago. What is his name?
He was awesome. Though.
Save him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was.
His character was awesome.
I didn't see anything what happened with him, though. I didn't see.
And he's going to be the new Aquaman, bringing power and prestige back to Aquaman.
Good for you,
much
Mama.
Needed power and prestige.
You know
back
that
to
everybody
Aquaman.
Get gills. Try to look by your ear, you're going to. Everybody, just look at your ears on the top.
That's right? Like a piercing. I'm just joking.
He said everybody get gills.
You look over here, Gil.
I don't. Ah!
You're gonna have a,
I don't believe that.
Look, let me know.
Because if you believe that, then you believe that in evolution. I don't believe in evolution.
Yeah, like, honestly, you're
good. Right.
So yeah, so I think we should wrap this up. Once a kid starts screaming, that means it's time to wrap it up. So thanks for joining us. Make sure you check out our website, g-spotmusic.com. Merchandise, stickers, all that good stuff. Got some cartoons coming out that we're going to be putting on as far as that. So, and thanks for the support for everything that you guys are doing and listening. And wherever you're listening to the world, mahalo from Hawaii.
And from our family to your family, happy 4th of July. Even if you're not from America, happy day where your country did well.
Did what it did.
Yeah, so yay.
Mua kalahui Hawaii.
Take care of the ones who take it.
Amen.
Right. And then take care of the other ones too. But don't let them take advantage of you.
Even them.
Okay.
And with that,
God first.
Family second.
And everything else
falls into place. Hawaii.
Bye. Happy 4th of July.
Mua.
God first, family second, and the rest will all.
And everything else.
Oh yeah, and everything else. Did I say it wrong for you?
God first, family second, and the rest.
Everything else.
And everything else.
Everything. Else.
Wait,
unless you want to say falls into place.
No. And everything else. And everything else. Yeah. I'll do it good.
Okay.
I gotta get. And everything else.
Okay. And everything else.